This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Revelation chapters 15 and 16, who's in charge here? Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A while back, I was invited to speak at a conference in California. The conference was sponsored by the Navigators of San Diego, who ministered to the many military people in that area. The conference director and I arrived at the conference grounds early, and while he went his way, I was enjoying watching all the activity. A number of guys involved in planning the conference were making beds, cleaning buildings, setting up a book table, and all the things that go into being ready for a conference. I wandered over to the meeting hall to see if I could have a glass of water placed at the podium when I spoke. There were a half a dozen guys sweeping and straightening chairs and putting out hymn books and so on. So I asked, "Who's in charge?" Ed Gantz, a young naval officer, stopped sweeping, waved to me, and pointed his finger up toward heaven. What he was indicating was quite profound. Although he was responsible for the work crew in the auditorium, God was in charge. Ed Gantz was right. Friend, that's the message that comes loud and clear in today's passage. Listen to these words from Revelation chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you only are holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments are made manifest." Here we see the kings and nations of the earth bowing humbly before the Lord God Almighty. There is no doubt in anybody's mind who is in charge. God is. And Christian, that thought may well be the most important one that will enter your mind as you face the coming year. Who knows what it will hold? For some of us it may bring joy and delight. For others there may be sickness and sorrow. But take heart. No matter what the circumstances, God is in control. You can count on it. He is not only ready to help and willing to help, He is able to help. We can look to Him for the guidance, for the comfort, wisdom, and the help we need. As 1989 unfolds and different circumstances come my way, I want to think back to those words of praise from Revelation chapter 15 directed at the Lord God Almighty. And I want to remember Ed Gantz, broom in hand, finger pointing to heaven. Who's in charge here? God is. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible in the new year, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, devotion without demonstration is lip service. Join us on Daily Discipleship.